بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من قال في مؤمن ما ليس فيه أسكنه الله رذغة الخبال حتى يخرج مما قال قال ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما narrates says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, whoever speaks something about a believer which is not true, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him stay in a place in Jahannam called Radghatul Khabal, where all the pus and the blood of the Jahannamis are collected, until he can take himself out of what he said, and he'll never be able to do that. We explained previously, speaking evil of a believer, one is to speak something that is true about him, that is ghibat, and the other is to speak something that is false, that is buhtan. So this hadith is referring to buhtan, slander. A person that slanders a Muslim, then Allah Ta'ala will put him in Jahannam, in this evil place where he'll have to stay, where all the pus and the blood of the Jahannamis are. That will be a very, very terrible punishment. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no compensation. A person cannot make up for five things that are done. Number one, ashirk billah. Person ascribes partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no way that he can cover that up. Wa qatlu nafsi bi ghayri haqqin. Killing someone unjustly. وَبَهْتُ مُؤْمِنٍ slandering a Muslim, a believer. وَالْفِرَارُ مِنَ الزَّحَفِ running away from the battlefield. وَيَمِينٌ صَابِرَةٌ يَقْتَطِعُ بِأَمَالًا بِغَيْرِ حَقٍ and in order to take someone's wealth unjustly, he takes an oath in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by taking that oath, then he cuts off the right of that person from his wealth. For example, it is a principle in fiqh, in jurisprudence. Al-bayyinatu ala al-mudda'i wal-yameenu ala al-mudda'a alayh. That person that made a claim has to produce proof. For example, he says that you are owing me 1,000 rand. So he must produce proof. So he doesn't have the proof. Wal-yameenu ala al-mudda'a alayh. The person that the claim is made against, then that person, the accused, has to take a qasam to say that I do not owe this person money. So falsely, for whatever reason, he takes a qasam to cut off that person's right from him. He knows he's speaking a lie, takes a qasam. So there's no compensation. On the day of Qiyamah, a person will have to pay for all these sins. Some of these sins are very, very major sins. He'll have to pay very dearly for these sins. Therefore, while a person is alive, when it comes to huququllah, Allah can forgive us. When it comes to huququl ibad, we have to ask the person forgiveness or compensate him where applicable. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.